Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bringing our buddy Matt George, who is live at the ABC 10 studios. Matt, tell your bosses, thanks for ending the meeting.
Sorry, don't they guys know what happens on Thursday? Move the meeting to Wednesday. Or, matter of fact, move it to like Tuesday morning.
What if I told you it was every day at the same time?
Look, Matt, it's either them or us.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah. Goodbye employment.
If you want to write a check, I'll happily.
Well, as long as it's cashed by Kenny's account,
we'd
be perfectly fine. Where do we start? Let's start with. I don't think there's a lot to discuss with Trae Young. That conversation has been had, and there's no evidence it's ever going to be revisited here in Sacramento, other than a Bobby Marks tweet that got KC's attention. But like Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors are just dying by the day. And we still have, God bless it. December 15th is just days away, but that doesn't actually apply to Jonathan Kuminga, who's January 15th. And we did this a couple of years ago. I don't think it was last year. I think it was the year before, where we did this big countdown to December 15th, and nothing happened. It was as anticlimactic as the start of NBA free agency was this year. But just like we all predicted, just like we all knew, just like I think all parties knew, the Kuminga Warriors thing is dead. What do you think is the next step for that organization and that player now that he's worth $24 million and not 8 or whatever it was at the time of that qualifying offer?
Well, I think the Golden State Warriors have to pay off their grand master scheme that they told everybody was the brilliant thing to do. That it'll work out, because it's the Golden State Warriors organization, and that's using Kuminga to star hunt, right? So as much as we can enjoy and poke fun at like Bobby Marks trade and the ESPN trade that they put together, like stuff like that is exactly what the Warriors are probably going to be hunting for in real life. They'll be making calls with multiple teams to say, how can we get a Kristaps Porzingis here to Golden State? Although in that particular trade, that was a lot to give up from the Warriors side for Kristaps Porzingis. But again, the Warriors are in a position of, I don't think desperation is fair, but every other team in the league knows what the Warriors are trying to do. They're trying to star hunt and give Steph Curry open one last window for Steph Curry to try and make as deep of a run and a potentially title run as possible in the Bay. And no one blames them for doing that, but everybody knows what the plan is. So therefore, the price of those stars when trading with Golden State to some capacity is going to go up. But the Warriors have to deliver on that, right? The Bay scoffed at the idea of trading Kuminga during the offseason for less than what they perceived was his appropriate value, because they always had in their back pocket, we could just hold on to him and wait for a better deal. Well, here you go. Here's that time. You better come up with this magical better deal. And I wouldn't put it past the Warriors organization to figure something out, because as much as we like to clown them and roll our eyes at them and get in fights with them on social media, they have been the example of what a great organization is for the last handful of years, if not a decade. So I wouldn't put it past the Warriors to figure something out necessarily, but like the pressure is still on, and they have to find a way to deliver. They have more of a ticking clock than a team like the Sacramento Kings do. Of course, all of us here in Sacramento would like to see the Kings make a move just for sanity's sake, but the Kings aren't on the clock in the same way that the Warriors are, which is why the Kings have always had the same approach that they've had with Kuminga, which is, this is it. It's available for you, but we're not going to go any further. And even now, now we're taking a first-round pick off the table because, one, we feel we don't have to include it, and two, a first-round pick today is a whole heck of a lot more valuable to this Kings organization than it was during the summertime before this team was 6-18.
From a Kings perspective, and obviously the five-team trade doesn't have him coming to Sacramento, but from a Kings perspective, would you still be interested in Jonathan Kuminga? Do you still want to take a chance with him with, you know, this franchise moving forward?
Absolutely, as long as the price makes sense. But I have the same realistic idea of who Jonathan Kuminga is and who he would be in Sacramento as I did before or during the offseason when all this stuff was going down. I don't view Jonathan Kuminga as the star that the Sacramento Kings are looking for. I view Jonathan Kuminga as a needed commodity, another young wing that could slot hopefully next to Keegan Murray. He's athletic, he has upside, he's the right kind of project at the right time for the Kings, in my opinion. But he's not like the way the Kings are going to get their star, or more importantly over the next few years, stars to try and become the next version of OKC or actually compete for a title in these proverbial 3 to 5 years that people have been discussing, is they have to draft right. They have to find their stars in the draft. That's it. There's no real, even with a Trae Young trade, like, I'm interested in that Trae Young deal for sure for a multitude of reasons. I don't think Scott Perry is, but I'm interested in that for a multitude of reasons. But even if Trae Young were to come to Sacramento, he's the best player on this team right now for sure. But that doesn't mean he's going to be the best player on this team in 3 to 5 years when they're finally hitting their stride. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So I view Jonathan Kuminga the exact same way. It's like this is a piece that I think could help and could be a part of a future for Sacramento. And it's a good time for them to experiment with it a little bit. But you're not going to pay top dollar to experiment. You don't need to. So why would you go any more aggressively after Kuminga than they've gone to this point?
Yeah, I think there was it was Mark Spears who had the line about, yeah, Malik Monk was out there in a first-round pick, but that first-round pick might be gone now. And in insinuating that perhaps the market has changed. And that's kind of what we go back to the offseason conversations, where the Warriors and Kuminga seem to be at. We all knew that they'd get here. So what would that actually do for his value in the league? Like, we talk about this regularly, and I think it's important to point out, sometimes players, a lot of times, players aren't traded. Contracts are. And our man Jake Fisher was like, yeah, the math with Draymond, Kuminga, and I don't remember whatever it was, that math works for Giannis. Mm-hmm. And it seems outrageous, but it works. There's not, and I think Fisher even said, there's not a lot of people that the Warriors would move Draymond Green for, but they would do it for Giannis. And that's really all Jonathan Kuminga is $24 million. But he's $24 million if you can move him. He's a problem if you can't.
Yeah. I think I would add on to that a little bit by saying, D'Lo, it's take his name out of it, but the type of player that he is, or the description of him is part of it as well. Because what do we hear a lot in these trades when teams are typically starting a rebuild or trading stars? They're looking for a young upside player in return. Right. And here in Jonathan Kuminga checks the young box, checks the upside box, checks he was a former top pick. Right. So I don't think the Warriors ever looked at Jonathan Kuminga as the name and the person of and player that who he is. It's the type of player, the description of who he is as a player, plus the 25 whatever million dollar, whatever it is, contract that is far more movable. in that type of trade. And the rest of the league is going, yeah, but I know the name attached to it. I know the Jonathan Kuminga name. I know who he is as a player. I'm seeing who he's been for you and your organization. So I'm going to proceed appropriately with that. So the Warriors have clearly tried to treat Kuminga like a trading card almost, and are trying to shop him in that way. And I don't know if it's going to work out for him, but this is the position they put themselves in. Now they got to deliver.
Matt, you see the rookies, Maxine Raynaud, Nick Clifford, getting more playing time. And I think that's going to increase, and I think people want that to increase. But as we kind of check in on them 24, 25 games into their rookie season, how do you feel about their progression as the season has gone along with more opportunity that they've seemed to get?
Well, I love that we're seeing more opportunity, and I think I talked about this with you guys last week. Doug Christie deserves a lot of credit for that. I know Doug is getting heat left and right for different things, and this season is obviously not going the way that he wants it to. Doug is unbelievably competitive, and the word tanking makes him visibly nauseous. But Doug is making the right decision to give these guys more opportunity. Yet sometimes I do still feel like he relies a little too heavily on the veterans, and hopefully he'll continue to wean off that, or Scott Perry will take some of that load off of his shoulders by moving one or two of these guys before the deadline. With Maxime Raynaud specifically, KC, the growth, the difference that he is from summer league to where he's at now, but day one in the NBA to where he's at now, it's a night and day difference. And I'm really, really encouraged by that and glad to see him still get playing time. That being said, KC, it was at the end of that Pacer game, I was like, admittedly kind of hate watching, because the Kings came back from down 19. They built a lead in the fourth quarter. And even when they still had the lead before it all fell apart at the end, I was like frustrated because none of the, like, Keegan, Neek, and Max were not on the floor during that push. And then Max came into the game, but Keegan came in too. Neek did not come back in. And my take was, hey, here's an opportunity. There's 6 minutes left. It's a close game. Let these guys close and see what you got. Neek didn't get in there, but Keegan and Max did. And to be honest with you, KC, over those final few minutes, Max did not look good at all. He made a lot of mistakes. He turned the ball over. He had a pick-and-roll opportunity with Russell Westbrook, where Russ tossed him the ball, and he just put one hand up and didn't catch it and resulted in a turnover. And you saw Russ look at him like, come on, man, you got to come down with that ball. Mm-hmm. I'm perfectly okay with that. Like, I can acknowledge that they're still struggling in those areas because he is a second-round pick, and Neek Clifford's the 24th overall pick. I can acknowledge they're going to fail at times, but that's what I want them to go through at this point, because that failure to me is more valuable than a potential win that maybe Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan can drag you to at this point in the season. So with Neek, I'm glad to see him being more aggressive, playing more fearless. That's been my number one ask with him. He's been that lately. I wish his numbers and his performance was a little bit better with the Stockton Kings the other night, but that's just being, I think, a little nitpicky. I'm happy with their progress, and I think the Kings should be too, and hopefully that continues as this season goes on.
Kenny hates Keegan Murray.
We know. It's been for years. What else? Yeah,
I'm the last one that thinks he can shoot.
Who are we trading him for today?
That is the interesting twist to this conversation, Matthew. Kenny hates Keegan Murray, but is the last person in this room who believes he can shoot the three. I tried to be, you know, obviously we're having fun. We're trying to be a little entertaining here. But Keegan struggles from shooting the three. I wanted to stall him out. Like, hey, it's his ninth game of the season. Let's give him a beat here to get his feet underneath him, get going. Like, this is an ever-changing roster and lineup that he's playing with and all of these different things. But his numbers since his rookie year have not been particularly great.
No, not at all. He's shooting 27% from three-point range. Granted, it's eight or nine-game sample size since he's come back. But he's also shooting, I think, like 42 or 43% from the field, which isn't good either. You need that percentage to be up. Two things can be true, guys. And I heard you guys having this conversation with Jake Gaden. I know Jake's point was, he needs to be featured more on the offense. He needs to be used more. And I tend to agree with that, just because you're never going to know unless you see it. And at this point in the season, if it costs you wins, costs you losses, who cares? Like, this is where we're at. To me, there's no losing in that. Unless, well, the loss is, Keegan can't be that guy, and we just paid him $25 million a year. But At the same time, if Keegan's only taking 11 shots, which he's taken 11 shots in each of the last three games, if he's only taking 11 shots, you better make more than four. Like, it's the way we talk about Keegan. We lump Keegan in the conversation with the young guys because it's less we should call them the young guys and more we should call them what we believe to be part of the next generation of Kings basketball. When we talk about a rebuild, it's realistic to think Keegan, Neek, Maxime are part of that rebuild, not guys that need to be shipped out. So that's how we lump them together. But that doesn't mean we can talk about them the same. Just how I talked about with Neek and Max. Hey, I want to see you fail. I want to go out there and try some things. Be fearless. And if it happens, it happens. Whatever, you're a rookie. That's not how we should talk about Keegan Murray, who's in year four. Like, dude, you got to hit shots. And he knows it. The Kings know it. And Keegan's never waned in confidence. And I love the fact, guys, that, and I'm really going to be paying attention to this tonight at the game in the arena, because it translated to me through the television over the road trip that they were on. Like, Keegan's first impulse now, he's catching the ball and his eyes are immediately going to the rim. Like, I like that. His first impulse has become to score, or score, looking to score more than it was his rookie year, first 3 years in the league. That's good, but you got to have more than just the intention, right? At this point, you got to have the result too. So Keegan's, I'm glad he's being aggressive. I'm glad he's trying some things. I'm glad he's shooting more threes off the dribble and less just catch and shoot in the corner. Do DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine take shots away from Keegan Murray? Yes, but I don't say that in a way that's accusatory. I say that in a way of, welcome to the modern NBA. You have to have teammates that take shots with you. Like, if Keegan Murray were the only guy that really could shoot, or one of two guys that could really shoot, we'd be talking about how this roster is not good. Or, well, we know the roster's not good, but it's even worse. So Keegan has to learn to find his shots, regardless of who's on the floor. Doug Christie's term is hunt those shots, and he still hasn't done a good enough job of that, in my opinion. And when he gets those, he's got to make them more consistently. That's not a critical take. That's not an aggressive take. It's just the reality of, if this is who you're going to be, time to show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Can I share something with you and everyone that I think is really funny? Mm-hmm. There's two ladies from St. Jude here, and one of them just walked by, mm-hmm. turned around, and walked back again. I believe she's extremely confused. She sees me, and she knows that I'm one of the people on the KSFM St. Jude Radiothon. We had this big meeting yesterday in the whole thing, and we're on a text thread, and we're communicating. I'm not sure where she was heading, but she walked by Jesse's studio, and I saw her look in here. She walked by our studio, looked at me, stopped, turned around, walked back, looked at me again, and kept going. And now I think that young lady is just shook by what is happening, because there's a good chance she just heard me on the other radio station seconds ago. Yeah. She's coming back. So if she doesn't open the door this time, I'd actually be kind of surprised. This way. Nope. This way. This way. No, I'm confident she's... No, maybe she went to see Bill. Maybe she went to see Miller. Maybe she's confused by the red light. There's so much going on here today, Matt. Just text FIGHT to 55855. That's right. That's all we're asking people to do, is text FIGHT to 55855 and become a partner in hope with St. Jude. No, that's not a Kings reference, I promise. A Partner in Hope is absolutely not a Kings reference. However, it applies.
It does. It does. Can I ask Matt a NBA question?
That'd be great.
No. Since we've exhausted the Kings right now.
The Kings have exhausted us.
This is true.
There is a game tonight.
This is true. 73.5 wins for the Oklahoma City Thunder. You going over or under?
More or less.
More or less. You're correct.
I'm going more. Acknowledging that, like, if you take a look at their schedule, it's not been the greatest, but they also haven't been fully healthy. I don't know what you do to stop that team, because it's not like, oh, just hope Shea has an off night, because he rarely does. His consecutive streak of 20-plus games is ridiculous at this point. 20-plus point games, excuse me, is ridiculous at this point. But on any given night, okay, Shea doesn't have it tonight. Well, Chet can get going, or one of the Williams can get going. Caruso was cooking in the playoffs. Like that team is just so unbelievably stacked, and they just are built to fundamentally dismantle you. Like, they just dismantled the Phoenix Suns last night. And they can also, we've seen them, they can coast through 3.5 quarters of a game like they did against Sacramento, and then turn it on over the final 5-6 minutes, close a gap, and then win by a comfortable margin. Like, that is one of the most unbelievably well-built, constructed basketball teams that I've ever seen. They play so well together. They're all on the same page. It's like they're on a rope. I just don't know how you stop that team and beat that team consistently. And even if they don't break that record, who's beating them 4 times in a playoff series? I don't see
well,
that as a
good. I think the playoffs are different. Like, yeah, I think they'd be more likely to lose a play. I mean, the Warriors went down 3-1 against the Oklahoma City Thunder before losing to the Cleveland Cavaliers a series later.
They played 2 7-game series last year.
Look, and 2 years ago, that was last year. This team, the team looks way, even they look like the next step of the young development, but just as the defending champions. Like, they look even better this year than they did last year. I know playoffs are a different beast and things like that. You just tell me the possibility of that team losing 4 out of 7 games just seems so far-fetched. And yeah, it's a prisoner of the moment take, because they've lost 1 game out of the first 30 or whatever. Like, they're insane. So I'm taking the more. I'm taking the over on them for sure.
I think OKC is better than both of these two teams that I'm about to mention, but weren't people saying the same thing about the Nuggets after they won the championship all year long? Like, who's going to beat them in a 7-game series? Losing the second round.
Yes, yeah, so the playoffs doesn't move me.
Yeah, Boston.
Yeah, the playoffs don't move me at all. Like, I'm talking about the regular season and the regular season only. Playoffs are different. Like, when you don't have to game plan for anyone else, when you, like, if the Thunder lose, they're losing to a great coach. Obviously, the roster has to be there. There's no question about that. But they're going to lose to a great coach if they lose.
I'm going under, Matt. And they're still going to win 70.
Oh, wow. What a disrespectful take.
Well, that was always my thought was always they're going to win 70. I didn't start thinking more than that until yesterday. Like, they just beat Phoenix by 49. They might lose, I think I said, 6 times. 76 and 6.
There are 3 teams left.
This is obnoxious.
There are 3 teams left in the NBA Cup. By the way, one of them is De'Aaron Fox's team, and the other one is Mike Brown's team.
One of them is Victor Wembanyama's team.
One of them is Stephon Castle's team.
I'm sorry. Let's not do that.
Stephon had 30 and 10 last night. What are you talking about?
That's been great. De'Aaron Fox has been leading them through this stretch since Wimby's been out. And they're, 9-2, 9-3.
I'm being a jerk.
De'Aaron Fox has been incredible.
De'Aaron's move on Austin Reaves last night. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, why does he always do that to Austin?
poor Austin. Like, between the Spurs, the Knicks, and I guess the Magic, but we can probably throw them out. Like, who's out of those two teams, who's the best chance to beat OKC and stop them from winning that NBA Cup? It's
the Spurs.
It the Knicks?
No, the Spurs if Wimby plays. Spurs maybe even if they don't play. Like, they
and all they signs are pointing to Wimby playing.
Yeah. I'm tapped in.
Oh yeah.
I'm tapped in.
I said Tuesday. Saturday. I meant this weekend. Yeah. Tuesday
in.
Is the final.
Spurs, Thunder, Wimby's back.
Yeah.
I'm tapped in. I want to see that game.
Yeah.
So, So, no, well, maybe the Spurs are the team to figure that out. Because don't they play the Spurs three times in the next
2 weeks?
Yep.
And they're going to play them a grand total of 5 times this season, including this NBA Cup semifinal game. So, hey, maybe the Spurs can be that kryptonite for OKC, but I don't know who's stopping them, man. They're amazing. And as of right now, they have the third best chances of the number one overall pick, too. Thanks, Clippers.
That is absurd.
They have a 24.5% chance, I think.
I think the worst that this team does is 70-12. Imagine going 70-12 and then with the first pick in the 2026
Darren Peterson. Oh my gosh.
So sorry, I over exaggerated. They have a 12.4% chance right now of winning the lottery, which is 0.1% chance better than the Sacramento Kings, by the way. A 47.7% chance of being into the top four. Let's do it. Let's sim the lottery, ladies and gentlemen. See how this goes. The Kings moved up to 2. New Orleans won the lottery.
I'll take that.
AJ.
The Clippers fell to 5, so OKC gets the 5th pick, but the Kings move up to 2 in this sim. So, see, it's not all bad, D'Lo.
Are we doing a sim every
week? It's the first time you've gotten it right. You guys had them picking at 12th one day, or whatever it was.
That was...
And it kept getting worse.
Go through this season to pick 12th is crazy.
Okay, you ready for this one? Kings pick 7. They drop 3 spots. The Clippers win, so it goes to OKC. They get the overall pick.
Milwaukee
jumps up 10 spots to 2nd, but that pick goes to Atlanta.
Oh, Charlotte. That's a hell of a sim you just ran. We have to go. That's Matt George, Locked On Kings, ABC 10.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.